I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen.
He'll bring you to Comedy Heaven, and last time he was here, he said he wanted to bone Evan. It's Watch What Happens Live with Bowen Yang and Matt Rogers now. Hey everybody, welcome to Watch What Happens Live. I'm your host, Andy Cohen, live in the Bravo Clubhouse, marking the halfway point of Pride Month in New York City with two gay comedians who taught me the mantra, be a bitch to your closest friends this Pride. Look out, Anderson Cooper, I got my eye on you. My guests tonight have both appeared on this show separately, but since you love them as co-hosts slash co-stars slash besties, they're what Hillary Clinton would call stronger together. Please welcome the stars of Fire Island, streaming now exclusively on Hulu, Bowen Yang and Matt Rogers. Yeah. Night. We are live in Soho. The cocktails are flowing over at the bar. They're the host of Barstool Sports Out and Proud Out and About podcast. And one of them actually used to work here as a PA, and he's come so far that he's right back where he started, making drinks for me. Say hi to Pat McAuliffe and Joey Camasta. This is what the hilarity about Pat is. There are so few straight guys working here. Sorry, crew. You guys are exempt. That I used to call Pat straight Pat because I thought he was straight. And then it took me a while.
And then I had to come out to you.
Yes, you did. Then, I couldn't believe it. Anyway, Rocco, we got to get a shot of the gay shoes.
Come on now.
Pretty I mean, gay are you kidding shoes. Me?
It's sort of giving
Talk about a waffle party. I love it.
It's become Wendy Williams up in here.
Yes. Before we go deep on the Fire Island movie, I need you both to spill the high, low, and middle tea about housewives in a round of Bravo. No, they didn't. Mm. Starting with Beverly Hills, thoughts on a footloose and Francie-free Erica this season?
She's living my dream right now. She's living in Hancock Park, getting plowed, eating Taco Bell all the time. I think the only thing that sucks is she has to respond to Meghan McCain's texts all the time.
Whoa!
Okay, Beverly Hills, what do you think Diana's bringing to the group so far, and what do you want more from her?
She's giving Bosniak Jennifer Coolidge,
yes,
which we love, and we love it when a husband is gay.
Yeah, like sort of a will they, won't they between her husband and son. We have never seen that on Housewives. Amazing. So I love that.
What or who are you most excited about in Ultimate Girls Trip 2?
I mean, every single one of those absolute nightmares getting together for a hurricane. It's like when two hurricanes meet. It's like the film Twister.
That's not the plot of Twister.
I know, but I think it will be akin to the plot of Twister.
Look at Phaedra. I'm excited for Phaedra. Look at her in that.
Absolutely stunning. And her on Dubai, too.
Dubai.
Yes. Yeah. Okay, reaction to Sheree getting stood up by Tyrone.
I cried.
Unbelievable. No. So emotional. Truly.
Cried.
She hasn't been that vulnerable ever.
No. She got the French onion soup.
No, and honestly, also, she tried a new cocktail. She's putting herself out there.
I know.
Do you think La Archive is helping fund Marlo's lifestyle? And did she spell the name wrong? Did you care?
I don't think it's funding her lifestyle. I don't care that she spelled the name wrong because it's indelible. You won't forget it.
It's great branding. We're talking about it.
Yeah.
Would you sign up for Drop It with Drew?
No, but I would sign up for the raffle prizes. I don't know what that element is at all.
Also, it's like I've tried like dating apps that didn't work. I want to try a fitness app that doesn't work. I love that.
Who's more effing fabulous, Stanberry or Ayan, period, dot?
Ayan,
period,
although,
dot.
Although, again, like I do believe that marriage is between a gay man and a woman.
Stanberry. Stanberry.
We Stanberry.
Do you think Nina is mashed potatoes with no butter?
Yes, but it's because she loves Thanksgiving.
And also, I also learned English from all my children growing up.
Me too!
Same bitch! Oh my God.
Who's each of your breakout stars so far this season?
It's Chanel Ayan, and I do like Lisa and Brooks.
Me too. I like Lisa a lot. Ayan is the star. I wonder if she can withstand it off one season. Like, it feels like it's a lot up front. Like, can it continue? I hope it can, but I don't know.
Okay, thank you, gentlemen. I really appreciate it. Well done. Well done. Woo. Okay, in Fire Island, Bowen references the classic SNL sketch Gaze in Space.
Woo.
But since the real Bowen has created his own historical SNL character as the Titanic iceberg, we're Bowen back in time. Bowen, we're going to graphically insert you into some important moments from history.
Okay.
You have to create a character based on each of these moments. Okay,
great.
So the first one is you are Kenya Moore's white refrigerator.
Okay. Honey, I'm classic, I'm timeless, I'm the Marilyn Monroe of kitchen appliances. Nene Leakes, more like Mimi Leakes. Oh no, I got Freon everywhere. Hey, I'm old.
Okay, now Bowen is the Morgan Letters.
Do not touch this. Do not touch all of this. Hey, Dorinda, I got some letters for you. GTFO, get your paws off of me.
Okay, you are now the first brick at Stonewall.
Oh no. Just out one night getting phosphates with my friend Marsha P. Johnson, sorry, name drop, when all of a sudden I slam into some cop's crotch. And let me settle this once and for all. The person who threw me was Cher.
That's who threw you. You are now Kelly Bensimone's bag of jelly beans.
Wow, I'm so proud to be the official food of Psychotic Breakdown. But I do have to side with my friend Kelly Bensimone and say that you do have to be at a restaurant to be a chef. Sorry.
Okay, you are now the Liberty Bell.
Oh, my God.
I'm happy to not be the most busted thing in Philadelphia. That honor goes to Tyrone.
Yeah!
Oh, my God. Okay, you are now the SLC Sprinter Man.
Okay. Well, the only thing worse than wire fraud is having Whitney Rose explain what it is inside of you.
Oh,
also,
I like that.
Thank goodness I'm not too black for Jenny Nguyen.
Okay, now you are the Sphinx.
Okay, here's a riddle for you. Why doesn't Bowen Yang have a boyfriend?
Thank you very much.
Some incisive stuff there.
I saw people win Tonys the other night that were worse than what he just did.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. Let's talk about it.
Yeah. Matt's character on I Love That For You is basically as vital to the home shopping industry as Lisa Rinna, but when it comes to his past tweets about Real Housewives, I want to know which hot takes he's still buying and which ones have him wanting to slap on a return label.
Oh, no.
Let's find out with Do You Stand By It? I'm going to read off some of your hottest Bravo takes back to you. For each one, you will either backpedal or double down. July 30th, 2019. If Rinna is fired, I'm out.
Oh. Okay, at the time there were rumors she was going to be fired, I do identify as Lisa Rinna, so if she's not there, I'll enjoy it less, but I'm never out. Come on.
Okay,
now.
May 4th, 2019. If they announced the Countess and Friends won a Peabody, I wouldn't bat an eye. There's something special about this show.
She can channel her star quality into that so quickly. Also, I have to say, it was where I met Molly Shannon, and that's a special night for me. We met at the Landon Friends show.
Wow.
So it's a special night.
September 7th. 2018. I am going there. Bethany is Trump-like in that she is a classic bully, someone whose wicked behavior was normalized, was unbothered when Trump became president. This is it for me on this topic. Do you stand by this?
Absolutely. I think that I'm Team Carol forever. Bethany was pathetic during that season. When she acted like it was like crazy that Carol cared about the election, that was messed up. Bye, Beth.
September 9th, 2020. Ultimately, Denise did not play ball in coming to the show and attempting to hide or subvert narrative. She was not a great housewife, on and on.
How did you find these? I will say this. At the time, like, it was just not, she wasn't doing enough, and Garcelle was sort of bailing on the show. I didn't think she was having fun, but now it seems like she's really having fun, so I'm down. But generally, I stand by that.
September 17th, 2020. I think if you compare Erica and Rinna's behavior, read Denise, there's no comparison. Yeah. Rinna's out of control. Erica was annoying.
I think that Erica would have dealt with the Denise situation differently had she known what was going to happen to her was going to happen to her. I think that she was cruel to Denise, and I think now that she knows what it's like to be ganged up on, she would have acted differently.
Thank you very much, Matt Rogers. Unbelievable. Matt Rogers, though, is that a jumpsuit or a two-piece?
It's actually two pieces, but when you look at it together, it sort of seems like one, the movie magic of it all.
Okay. Bo and Yang, Tristan R. emailed, between AD Pete, Kate, and Kyle, who was the most emotional during their final SNL show a few weeks ago?
I will say Kate did cry at the read-through on Wednesday, and that kind of, like, broke the seal on, like, people just, like, letting the tears fly.
The hymen was broken.
Yeah, you could say that.
We're saying that.
We're saying that.
Five gay guys talking about hymens.
Talking about hymens. Yeah.
We know how they work.
Are we all gold star gays in here?
Are we platinum?
I'm platinum. No, that's not platinum. My mom had me vaginally. I have seen and sort of touched a vagina in the birth situation.
Okay.
But whenever I've never dealt with one personally.
Okay. Yeah.
Gold star.
You
gold
too.
Star.
Gold star.
Yeah, gold star.
Okay.
You too?
Gold star.
Really?
Yes. Great.
There you go. Okay, let's go to the virtual fans. Jesse and Molly from Philly have a question for Bo and Yang, star of Saturday Night Live.
Hi, we're huge readers of the pod. So, Bowen, in honor of your version of Britney Spears' Sometimes in the movie Fire Island, what was your reaction to her huge wedding this past weekend and her rendition of Vogue with Madonna?
Okay, can I just say, I like tuned the wedding news out because I was just so overwhelmed by the imagery of it that it was like, so it was just multiverse of madness. It was overwhelming.
No, it was overwhelming, yes.
And I was like, I can't process this. So I need to like...
I like all the memes that were Ultimate Girls Trip season 3.
Yes, I saw that.
And also somebody put the logo to Fire Island underneath that picture of all of them, and I'm like, yeah, why not? Yeah. Like, they're invited.
Let's go to Tess and Kayla from Cleveland, Ohio with a question for Matt. Hey, ladies.
Hi, babes.
Hi, Andy.
We love you.
Cheers to our bartenders. So, Matt, since you said you were team anyone but Teresa, what was your reaction when Ramona outed her wedding date and website?
And were you secretly thrilled?
Honestly,
amazing.
I would have loved the camera. Are you filming Jersey right now?
Yes.
I hope the cameras were on it because Ramona, like, being a villain cross franchises is something I'm very interested in. I don't know. I go back and forth by whether or not I want her back on New York. I think, like, she's just the gift that keeps on giving. I think more Ramona. I hate to say it.
Bo and Yang?
I've gotten in trouble in the past for talking about it.
Bo and Mark, thanks, virtual fans. Marley Kay wants to know how you and AD came up with your trend forecasters characters. There's some speculation it was inspired by Schitt's Creek a little bit.
Oh, like in the costumes maybe. Yeah, it's giving like Moira. But we just like were just coming up with ideas. We were just naming things, like random things. We were like, oh, let's make this trend piece. And it was originally for Willem Dafoe because we were gonna cut to him in a close up doing the out stuff and like. Dressing the out stuff to him because he's one of our great screamers in Hollywood.
Yes,
but
he is.
That was that.
Very scary man.
Very scary.
But hot.
But so sweet. No,
I think hot, to be honest.
In Spider-Man, hot.
I think hot. You look at young Willem Dafoe, and
oh,
I would.
Yeah.
I really would.
Andy, would you?
Well, you know what the word is about Willem Dafoe.
What?
Big.
Big dick? Big penis? Right, what can I say on here?
Can we say it?
You can say dick.
You can say dick on TV?
Yeah, on Bravo,
dick,
sure.
Dick.
Bo and Olivia L. wants to know, when and what was the last thing Sandy Bullock texted you?
Sandy Bullock texted me, congrats on the Emmy nomination. Not to bring that up, but she was, she like literally. She like keeps up with people. She's so cool.
Do I have a question from Sandy Bullock?
No, it wasn't from Sandy Bullock. Oh, okay. It was about my guest, Fire Island co-star Margaret Cho, revealed that the cast passed the time on set by reenacting Real Housewives scenes. Something I'm also, I love it that you're going there even before I ask you to.
We hit our mark.
Something that I'm also gonna assume happens on the set of Top Gun Maverick. Okay,
seamless.
Since it is Tony week, I've booked my guests for a strictly limited engagement at the Clubhouse Playhouse.
Here we go.
Bowen and Matt have specifically requested to reenact the ugly leather pants scene from Beverly Hills. Bowen will be portraying Crystal. Matt, you will be tackling the role of Sutton. Your words are right here on the prompter. Places, actors, you may begin.
You said a lot of things about me.
Oy.
Please do not disrespect my feelings. You have used so many words about me.
Tell me the words.
You need to let me say my piece. The word violate is really crazy to me. What crazy planet do you live on?
Not yours. I'm not going to change the word that I used. The yerd was used correctly.
You can't unuse it, Crystal. It's out there.
I would say the word again. Look up the word. It is an abuse of privacy, which is what you did to me.
Why are you so defensive?
You're upset because you're jealous. Period.
I'm out. I'm out. Screw you, Crystal. No, ma'am. Jealous of what? Your ugly leather pants?
No, 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 no,
no, no, no, no, no, no,
no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no,
no, no, no, no, no,
no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no,
no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, okay, I want to get to this now so we can just let it breathe. At the end of their podcast, Las Culturistas, my guests rant for a full minute about whatever is on their nerves in a segment called I Don't Think So, Honey. So I'm hoping I won't be the subject of their next one if I ask them to do a Bravo-themed I Don't Think So, Honey, just for us tonight. Bowen, you are up first.
Okay.
We're going to put 30 seconds on the clock. Your time starts now.
I Don't Think So, Honey, Marlo and Sheree giving Kenya guff for putting on glam before she went to the doctors. There's nothing wrong with getting dolled up before you get healthcare. God knows I've done it. But also, I Don't Think So, Honey, Kenya, because she should have just said that she had it on from the night before at Sonya's, Mommy Nation thing. Like, that's, these are rookie moves. These are three vets, and it's giving amateur hour, okay? I need them all to step up. They know better than to have this conflict, and let's just see where it goes. But I love all three of them so much, and I don't actually mean this. I love them all.
I love that Bill's on it.
Matt Rogers, though.
Let's go, baby.
Okay. It's your turn. We're going to put 30 seconds back on the clock and go.
I Don't Think So, Honey, me on this show saying that Mauricio is not the hottest house husband. Baby, I'm so sorry, Daddy, you are. Can I say something? When you showed up in that first episode with your active high as F listening, I was really, really on board. I have to say, I know all Kyle's lines from Halloween Kills. I can put a wig on, you can pretend. Honestly, like, I love you, Mauricio. You are the hottest. Evan, this has nothing to do with anything that you did. It's just that I saw Mauricio in the first episode and it was just over for me, baby. Mauricio, you're my daddy. I love you. I don't think so.
Very good.
Wow.
Did I save myself on the cuss word?
I mean, maybe. They probably blotched it out. Wow, that's a major, to quote Candace, Drive Back from...
Drive Back is the best Housewives song.
Yes, Drive Back is a jam.
Come back.
I was singing it earlier in the control room, as a matter of fact.
I think it was my number three most listened to song of 2021.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that true?
Well, Spotify was number one. What was it? It was probably like...
I love it that Bowen knows.
I don't know yours. I know mine.
What's yours?
Mine was unfortunately... not unfortunately.
Yeah.
It was fortunately August by Taylor Swift.
Yeah, same.
And yours was
Are you major Swifties?
Yes, yeah, yeah, we love Taylor.
Oh, really? Yeah,
I mean, unfortunately, in terms of like, you know, like,
did you hang with her when she did the? I was there that night.
You were there that night. I saw you. We did go to her house after.
Oh wow. Wow.
It was, I can't reveal too much, I'm sure.
I know, she will have your toes cut off.
But, you know, she has the chicest thing, which is that she just, like, has her Grammys scattered throughout the house in, like, the most tucked away places so that you, as a guest, just notice it.
Right.
It's so chic. It's not, like, on one shelf.
Did you go, too?
I didn't get to go, but he did get a signed red, the new Taylor's Version album for me, and it's, like, one of my prized possessions.
Wow.
Like, I love Taylor so much. Wow.
We're also really good friends with Taylor Swift.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
We actually were just there. So.
You were there, yeah, yeah. And you know about those Grammys.
Oh, of course.
Yeah,
Lost Coach Recess is like a Taylor Stan account podcast.
Oh, really?
Yes, we love her.
Oh,
yes.
Great.
We love her deeply.
Very good. I love folklore.
Oh, it's so the best. Good. I think major, Evermore
I'm a
is actually
major
superior.
Folklore guy.
Yeah. Yeah. You know who else loves folklore? Patti LuPone. Patti LuPone loves...
She all right, I want to thank Bill and Matt, Matt and Joey. Tomorrow night we're live with Kyle Richards and Chloe Fineman after the Real Housewives of Dubai. We're going on the After Show now live.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
Wait, Andy, we're in a group chat called Sluttons. We're Sluttons.
They're all Sluttons.
All right. Are you a slut?
I'm a slut. Yeah, I'm a slut.
Okay. Bowen Yang and Matt Rogers are here from Fire Island streaming. Yeah, we're on. Pat and Joey are from Out and About on Apple Podcasts and YouTube. So you guys are part of the Barstool universe.
Yes, correct. Ma'am.
Surprising, because I wouldn't think there are many homosexuals in that empire.
Well, there's not. That's why we're paving the way. We're breaking the
like
history right now.
I like it. Yeah. Okay. I want to go back to our virtual audience. We have Kimberly and Casey from Texas with a question for Bowen Yang. Mm-hmm.
Hi, guys. Love you, Andy. Hi, Bowen.
Hi.
Bowen, do you think your Costco meeting sketch with 80 and Kim Kardashian was unfairly cut for time?
And was her party as lit as they made it seem on the Kardashians?
Oh, my God.
Did Kim have her own party after the...
Kim had her own party, yeah.
Okay. So, wait, everyone went to the SNL party for, like, 2 minutes and then went to Kim's party?
Well, this was... first half of the season, which was when we still didn't
COVID-y.
Have after parties.
Yeah.
It was still COVID-y, so it was.
So where was her party?
It was at Zero Bond.
Okay.
Chic. And then I do think it was unjustly cut because it was cut for time. So they buried it in the end of the show. And I was like, okay, it's going to get cut. Like, we're 10 minutes over. So you just know going
yes.
in.
They should not have cut it.
It's fine. But then it had a life of its own. And then it was Kris Jenner's favorite sketch. It was Khloe's favorite sketch.
Oh, well,
night.
If it was Kris Jenner's favorite sketch.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, that was, like, the
she's
biggest
a comedy genius.
Yes, exactly.
She really is.
But what did Corey Gamble think? okay, that was a great episode. Kim's monologue.
So funny.
It was written by the greats.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, yeah. So funny.
Yes. Trace and Tom from New York City. What's your question for Matt?
Hi.
Hey, fellas.
Matt, since you're famously a purveyor of Real Housewives products, which has been your best and worst investment?
Honestly, the Brooks Marks tracksuit looks good and feels better, baby.
Absolutely.
Honestly, it's so great. I love it. And I would say that the thing about, I'm not going to say any names, but some housewives need to think about how they're packaging their candles.
Oh. Because
I've bought every housewife's candle, and I really love every single one of them, but not every single one of them is traveling well. So I just want, I don't want to say any names, but I just want to say, let's check in with the packaging.
You know who does good packaging is Wendy.
Good packaging. I will say, packaging. I am not talking about Dr. Tiffany Moon. Dr. Tiffany Moon's candles are peak, top of the notch candles. And I love that they're sort of funny. Like, you open up the packaging and it's like, she obviously had a comedy room, like, write together the packaging.
She had a room.
Dr. Tiffany Moon is good, and you should find something to do with her. I know
she's
Dallas
great.
Is like,
she's great.
I miss Dallas.
Yeah.
I love Dallas.
Me too.
And you love Dallas?
Well.
I mean,
okay. Well, all right.
All right.
Well, you know, Matt's, thanks, virtual audience.
Yeah, thank you.
Matt's character on Fire Island is wildly obsessed with being the hottest person in the house. And while I acknowledge that that's shallow, it won't stop me from asking my guests to play a round of Who's in the Hottie Seat? I'm going to walk us through a variety of Bravo casts. You two will each tell me who you consider to be the hottest and why. Oh, this is fun.
Okay,
the current cast of The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, Kyle, Lisa, Erica, Dorit, Garcelle, Sutton, Crystal, and Diana. Who's the hottest?
I mean, this is a stacked cast in terms of aesthetics.
Yes.
I feel like, I'm going to say Garcelle.
I'm going to say Crystal. Done.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. The current Atlanta house, Candy, Kenya, Sheree, Drew, Marlo, Sonia.
Kenya assistant.
Yes, but I've always thought Sheree was stunning.
Sheree's body is unbelievable. Kenya, her face, like, you cannot deny.
Of course, but Sheree is pulling off this beehive in the confessionals. It's so amazing.
The Elvira thing?
The Elvira thing.
And her boobies,
her boobs look
amazing.
Yes, okay. You're famously a boob guy, Matt.
I love boobies. Yeah.
Yes. The current Potomac cast.
You gotta give it to Giselle. I mean, she is truly stunning. I mean, she's a beautiful, beautiful woman.
But in terms of, like, sartorial beauty as well, I'm gonna say...
Wendy.
I love it that you're holding hands for this.
Yeah.
We're very connected.
Yes.
We're very connected. I'm gonna say Ashley Darby.
Ashley Darby really brings that. And also, I will say that Wendy was giving body on that Project Runway episode, my favorite episode of television of the whole last year.
That was
epic.
Really fun.
Epic.
Yes. The current Salt Lake City cast.
Meredith. Although Whitney Rose, too.
Whitney Rose is beautiful. Meredith is striking.
Like, okay.
The current Dubai cast.
It's Chanel Ayan.
It's Chanel, but, like, also, I love Lisa. And also, I will watch any scene with Caroline just so I can see her husband.
Right. Okay.
Who I am available for if he wants to, like, check in with his reality.
How old are you?
I'm 32. Does it matter?
No. The current New Jersey cast.
I want to be Melissa Gorga. I want to party with Melissa so bad.
Absolutely.
I think that can be arranged. The current Orange County cast.
Okay, you know what? I think that Shannon has never looked better.
Yeah.
And I want to say, Shannon Bedore, I love you. And on that Project Runway episode, she stomped the yard.
I agree, Shannon.
The current Summer House cast.
We don't watch Summer House.
Okay, well, so then just, well, look at the picture.
Okay, tell me. Who's
Red Polo?
Who's Red Polo?
Yeah, who's Red Polo?
That's Alex.
We like him.
We like him.
Yes, okay. Roni season one.
Oh my God.
That's hard.
So tough.
Okay. I'm gonna say the most relevant to my interest here is probably Lou.
I was gonna say Lou.
Yeah,
too.
Lou is so hot. And again,
beautiful.
In that Project Runway episode, Lou was unreal. Like,
oh, she was.
Oh my God.
Yes.
That was so good, Andy.
She was not pleased with my critique of her designer that night.
What?
Yes.
Did you knock
it got
her?
Cut. Well, I actually compared the design a little bit to something that Meredith Marks had worn season 1 reunion, and I said it might be a little derivative of what Meredith,
like a Christian Cavalier.
Anyway,
honestly, I thought the only thing that was missing from that look was like a statement necklace, but it was about the garment.
Of course. Thank you very much, guys. Who's in the Hottie Seat? Oh my gosh. You guys are delightfully fun.
We don't want to leave.
We don't want to
leave. You're so fun.
Don't make us
now,
go.
You are besties with Snooki, is
yes,
that right?
Yes, correct.
Ah! Okay.
Now, I am in a fake fight with Snooki that
know.
Is not a real
well, she
fight.
She texted me before I got here and
I
says, what is the thesis?
Snooki, okay? So it has been, I feel like people keep trying to poke her and prod her into something, and then it gets in the thing that she and I are in some fight. Will you please tell her?
Yes.
That I love Snooki.
Oh.
And the issue is that I've been asked, would we ever put Snooki on The Real Housewives of New Jersey?
She doesn't want it.
My only thing is that she is so identifiable with Jersey Shore and MTV. She built MTV reality shows.
That's for Snooki.
So in my mind, I just thought it's like putting a Kardashian on like another show that has nothing to do with it. It's like two different worlds.
I agree.
That was my only thing. It was nothing personal.
Right.
Okay.
Will you have her back on in the hot seat?
I would love it. I love her. I always love her. She's one of our great guests.
Yes.
Yes.
But this man is a programming and casting genius.
Yeah. Yes.
I mean, you know what's right.
Thank you. I just feel like it's a different universe.
Absolutely.
But all respect.
Well, they always put them together thinking that we are friends. We're friendly with Melissa and Teresa.
Yes, okay.
Here we go to parties sometimes here and there.
All respect.
Not, they're not.
All respect.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can I say something?
Yes.
In a segment earlier, there was supposed to be one of my tweets, which was this.
Oh, okay.
I said this years ago. I said, fire Teddy, give Sutton the diamond, and hire Will Smith's ex-wife.
Oh, wow. So we've kind of done all
of that happened. So I feel I deserve like a check. Or like.
Or maybe it was just conventional wisdom.
Maybe that. But honestly, though, it did happen. And wait, what is Cherie giving on the show? I can't wait to see Cherie.
Well, keep, you know.
Don't do that to me.
Yeah.
Give us something.
I want to know, you guys have Housewives taglines.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. So let's start with Bo and Yang.
Okay. My face has the Asian flush, and my body is a toilet. That's it. Because flush, toilet, you know.
You can poop on it.
You can poop on it.
In them. Are you ready for
Matt
mine?
Rogers, though.
I'm a triple threat. I'm gonna kill you, I'm gonna kill you, I'm gonna kill you. Wow.
I wanna thank Bowen and Matt and my man. For more, click around BravoTV.com. Good night, everybody. Oh my God. Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Business can mean a lot of things. For some, it's earning reports, the top MBA program, investments, but business isn't everything we do. Side hustles that explode into the next billion-dollar company.
I need to create my own product that I control what the marketing is for.
Unconventional ideas that change the world we live in.
AI is everywhere, with venture capital pouring in.
From Elon Musk,
he took a massive axe and swung it through Twitter's workforce.
To Taylor Swift,
she is unstoppable as her Eras Tour stimulated local economy.
Your favorite coffee shop down the street to the vacation house you rented last weekend. Whatever business means to you, Wondery is the destination for business podcasts. Listen to top business shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more. Everything from top daily news.
There was more ranch dressing sold last year than ketchup and barbecue sauce.
We're buying the dip, literally.
To deep dives on the biggest successes and failures of our time.
20,000 people lost their jobs.
Wondery means business.
Welcome to the small town of Chinook, where faith runs deep and secrets run deeper. In this new thriller, available exclusively on Wondery Plus, religion and crime collide when a gruesome murder rocks the isolated Montana community. Everyone is quick to point their fingers at a drug-addicted teenager, but local deputy Ruth Vogel isn't convinced. She suspects connections to a powerful religious group. Enter federal agent V.B. Loro, who has been investigating a local church for possible criminal activity. The pair form an unlikely partnership to catch the killer, unearthing secrets that leave Ruth torn between her duty to the law, her religious convictions, and her very own family. But something more sinister than murder is afoot, and someone is watching Ruth. With an all-star cast led by Emmy nominee Sanaa Lathan and Star Wars Kelly Marie Tran, Chinook is available exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.